You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Today's topic, the connection between the learning of Torah, the practicing of mitzvahs, and the mitzvah in the Torah to live in Eretz Israel. What is the connective link between these activities? Quite obviously, all of these are mitzvahs of the Torah, but what is the intrinsic link that I'm going to show you seems to exist between Torah, learning, and mitzvahs, and the mitzvah living in Eretz Israel? And I want to start off with the individual who was charged with facilitating Klal Yisrael's entry into Eretz Israel, the Kibush Eretz Israel, from the very beginning of it being given to the Jewish people after Moshe passed away. The one who was charged with this duty was none other than Yehoshua. And if you look at the first parak of Yeshua, you find something quite interesting. With the Rabbanu says in Perek Aleph Yeshua, that he told Yeshua and Klal Yisrael, you have to pass over the Yarden, I want to give you the land that I promised you. But then the Rabbanu Shalom makes the following statement. Chazak v'yamatz, I want you to be strong. You're going to be Yeshua, the one to facilitate Klal Yisrael inheriting the land that I promised to the others, to Avraham, Yisrael, Yaakov. However, Rachazak v'yamatz, I wanted to be strong. Ma'od lishmar lasas kol haTorah asher tzivcha Moshe avdi. I wanted to be strong to make sure there's observance of the Torah that Moshe commanded you. Al tosim eni minos no, we shouldn't go to the right or to the left to deviate from the Torah. L'man taskil b'chol asher telech, that you should succeed in all the directions that you head. Lo yomush sefer Torah zemipicha, the Torah itself that I gave you should not depart from your mouth, from your heart. Higisa b'yom v'laylo, you shall learn Torah day and night. L'man tishma lasas kol hakasaba, one of the major purposes is we should be able to observe and know how to observe all the mitzvahs that are contained in the Torah. Ki oz tatzliach es dorchecha, then you'll find tatzlach in what you do. Oz taskil, you'll succeed. Halot sevisicha chazak v'yamatz, atarotz, don't be fearful, don't have any trepidation. Hashem is with you. If you follow this formula, wherever you go, whatever you do, Hashem will give you siyata d'shamaya to accomplish what you want to accomplish. So we see in the very narrative of the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua that the key to Klal Yisrael's success in the mitzvah of Yerush and Yeshiva Eretz Israel is dependent on one major factor. And that factor is, as they go into Eretz Israel, they have to make sure that when they enter Eretz Israel, they will practice learning Torah, performing mitzvahs, living a life as a Jew who observes Torah and mitzvahs, is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's the formula that Hashem says that you need to have in order to successfully capture Eretz Israel and hold on to Eretz Israel, and all the brachas that Hashem gave to us in the Torah and promised to the others v'imos, you want them to be fulfilled. Learning Torah and mitzvahs performance is what's needed as the actual major activity to facilitate Kibush Eretz Israel and the concept of the nachalut, the nachalut of Eretz Israel, the inheritance of the land, to be successful. It must be joined by learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. Now, the fact of the matter is, this is not a chiddush that was said to Yehoshua, because if you look in the Kriya Shema, we recite each and every day, twice a day and by night, the Rabbanu Shem and the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elkein Hashem Echad, spells this out very explicitly in the second paragraph of the Kriya Shema. It says, V'im Shemay Tishmol V'tzvosai Shemnech Mitzav Eschem Hayom, if Klaius observe Hashem's Torah v'mitzvos, Lahaves Hashem Elokecha La'avdo, to love Hashem, to serve Hashem, b'chol levavcha nafshecha, with your entire heart, your entire soul, what's going to be the result? V'nasati meta'atzechem b'ito, it deals with all of these mitzvos and what Hashem's going to do for us when it comes to Eretz Israel. Hashem will give us the water we need, the actual rain we need to keep the vegetation in Eretz Israel flourishing, There'll be so much rain, your harvesting will be magnificent. Whatever you put in, you'll get out of the land. There'll be plenty of food, not only for yourself, but for the animals that are part of your human inhabitation. But then Hashem says, Hishom lechem, but be very careful. You shouldn't deviate from the path and start worshipping foreign gods. Hishtachavis lechem, bowing down to them. Because if you do that, Chor af Hashem b'chem, Hashem will be angry at you. The Hashem will hold back the rain that you need for agricultural production. The land will not produce the agriculture you need to survive when it comes to food supply. And Rachmanu Litzlan, the whole concept of Klal Yisrael's living there and thriving there will ultimately be undermined by unfortunately being destroyed and not having the capacity to maintain a Yishuv of Eretz Israel. So Hashem says, because of this, Samtem Dvar Eila Alavavchem Nafshechem. Make sure you take this very seriously. And one of the ways we make it serious, and the way we basically guarantee success and not failure, Ulamadim Asam Espenechem Ledababam. Make sure there's a Mesaris, a terror from the parents to the children and the children to their children. V'shivtuch V'esach L'derech Shach Gamecha. Continual Torah learning by morning, by day, by night. And therefore, by doing such, by having a society of Eretz Yisrael infused with the spirit of Torah and the learning of Torah, leman yirbu yemeichem enechem adamash and hashem shemashem l'chein l'seis lehem shemaretz aretz. This will therefore guarantee our lives and the lives of our children and grandchildren will thrive in the land of Eretz Yisrael, as the Hashem promised to the avos Avraham, Yisrael, and Yaakov. So when you look at the psukim in Yeshua, and then the psukim in the Torah, and it comes to the actual Kriya Shema itself, you already see without a question an intrinsic linkage between learning Torah, practicing mitzvahs, and the success of us being able to be Kovish Eretz or conquer it, live there, flourish there. These concepts are connected from the very beginning of our history. They're connected in the Shema Yisrael. We say each and every day, twice a day, the Mitzvah Deraisa Shema by day and by night. One of the most important tefillos we recite on a Deraisa level, each and every day. And this was the prerequisite that Hashem basically mentioned once again to Yeshua when Klal Yisrael was about to enter Eretz Yisrael, that golden period of time, and the fulfillment of Hashem's promise that Klal Yisrael Eretz Yisrael was about to be fulfilled. Hashem reminded Yeshua, the key to success is that Eretz Yisrael has to be infused with learning of Torah, practicing of mitzvahs, following the Darach Hashem. If that's what you do, you'll have no problem. And all the brachas I promised about Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael and the history of the Jewish people will be fulfilled 100%. Now, with that little hakdama, I want to go a little further. We find that the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadiches, and other places, that if we want to know whether we're in a Geula mode, a redemption mode, or in a Gullus mode, we have one major barometer to teach us where we're holding. And that is, look at the actual living situation in Eretz Israel. Look at whether or not the land has agricultural production taking place. Is it an Eretz Avas Chalav Devash? If you see that happening, we're in a Geula mode, a redemption mode. If, however, the land is a state of shmama, of desolation, nothing's growing, people can't survive there, it's impossible, nothing's able to be successful when it comes to the production of a food supply and all types of things that we need to nourish our bodies, our souls, you can't live there, it's a barren land, that's an indicator of, unfortunately, gullus. So this specific formula of the fruitfulness of the land, being a siman of a gula, is a crucial factor, because when it comes to the establishment of Eretz Yisrael in our modern society, and I'm going to say the process really began in the Tekufa of the Vilna Gaon, the Baal Shem Tov, It continued in the 1800s and it really reached a major level in the 1900s, when ultimately all the efforts of the Gedolim who were involved in trying to convince people to leave Europe and go back to Eretz Yisrael to establish a Jewish homeland, to rebuild the land, establish farms, agricultural production, establish Makomos HaTorah, places that teach Torah, places that teach children Torah. This was initially encouraged by the Vilna Gaon to his Talmidim, the Baal Shem Tov to his Talmidim. And over time, as we came to the 1800s, we saw Gedolim like the Netziv and others who encouraged the Jews of Chutz La'aretz to send money to Eretz Yisrael to make sure that the establishment of the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael be successful. But the ultimate political capacity of having Eretz Yisrael declared once again the Jewish homeland of the Jews saw fruition in the 1900s, with the Balfour Declaration taking place, later on followed up by the ultimate petition of the League of Nations, where their basic aim was to try to fulfill the promise made to the Jewish people by the English government in the Balfour Declaration to make a Jewish homeland for the Jews. All of this, when the Gedolim saw this happening, whether we're talking about the Meshech Chachma or Meir Simcha Devinsk, the great Chassidish Gadol, the Avnei Nezer, the giant of his time, Ostrov Sereba, the great Chafetz Chaim, all of these Gedolim, when they saw what's happening in the 1900s, they said, Me'eis Hashem Hoyes Azos, this is from the Rabbeinu Shalom. He's using the concept of the Malchius of the world, the nations of the world coming to our help, coming to our aid, and helping facilitate the return of Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people. The last time we had that happening in historical fact, going back to the time of Klal Yisrael, at the time of Esther and Mordechai, the Nes of Purim taking place, and Napachu, we're being saved from our adversaries with the miracles Hashem did in Hester Panim on behalf of Klal Yisrael. The major activity that took place after the Hatzalah of Purim was the fact that the Persian government ultimately facilitated the return politically and practically of the Jewish people to Bayis Sheni. They gave us the monies, they gave us equipment, they gave us the legal power to be able to return, to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, to rebuild Eretz Israel. That's called the Gula Shalazachu, the Gemara says, Berishion HaMalchus. A Gula where perhaps Klaus might not be spiritually worthy on the level it should be, but Hashem promised such a Gula can take place, a Gula Shalazachu, if the time for Gula takes place. And when we need, however, the help to accomplish this, since we don't have our own Zechuyos yet, Hashem will facilitate, he'll arouse the mind and heart of Goyim of the world, Goyishan nations, to have a compassion and concern for the health and welfare of the Jews, and help facilitate the return of the Jewish people to Eretz Israel. The Gedolim I mentioned before looked upon what happened, the Balfour Declaration, and the ultimate League of Nations mandate, and finally, when we came to the UN vote in the 1947, the Gedolim, even of Agudas Israel, when they saw this happening and they saw a war take place against us, where the entire Arab world joined together when we declared the state in 1948, they were out to destroy the entire Klal Yisrael living in that area. People thought around the world, especially the Sunni Israel, this is the end of the Jewish people, and Chas V'Shalom, the end of them having the Jewish homeland. But the Rabbeinu Shalom runs the world, not the Goyim. And therefore, 2 years later on, the Goyim saw a Ness of Rabban Biyad Me'atim, the small little Jewish nation in its infancy, was able to beat all the Arab armies and had the ability to establish themselves. This is a Ness on even a greater level than the Chanukah Ness, Rabban Biyad Me'atim. We didn't have the weaponry, we didn't have the size of the army, we didn't have all the types of armaments that the Arab world had. But despite that, the Rabban Hashem facilitated us having the capacity, because he wanted us to return to Eretz Israel, that we should be able to succeed. And Kanai Nahara, 75 years plus later on, we look in Eretz Israel today, it's an established country on the face of this earth. It's the envy of the world at large. We've become a major, major center of technology, of science, of medicine. We're basically making all types of technological innovations that benefit not only the Jews living in Eretz Israel, but are basically used as a resource to help all the people living on the face of this earth. All the chachma that we have contained in the universities of Eretz Israel is being exported to all the other countries for them to benefit from it. And at the same time, it's growing when it comes to its technology, its economy, and everything else that you see when it comes to the beauty of growth of Eretz Israel, the beauty of the growth of Torah in Eretz Israel, where you have so many Torah Jews have basically come to Eretz Israel and now have settled in Eretz Israel. And the amount of Jews each and every day that are joining the Chabura of Eiske Torah B'Sasecha L'Shma, the amount of yeshivas that exist there today, the amount of Torah, the amount of women's seminaries. As the Torah world grows, and as the learning of Torah grows, the success of Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael in the material, technological, and other areas outside the Torah are flourishing commensurate to the success of Torah. The connection between the success of Torah being success of having Yishuv Eretz Yisrael be accomplished and being successful in that, we see the historical connection, not having to go back thousands of years. Just look at the history of Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael for the last 75 years, and you're able to see what's happening there on a very, very incredible level. Incredible level. We know for a fact that the Rabbanu Shalom wanted us to be in Eretz Yisrael Bechlal as one of the mitzvahs ben HaTorah. Harash Norsi Yishavtem Bo is the mitzvah say in Parshas Maaseh that Ramban says is the source of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban Ba'arichas in Parshas Achrimos tells us Hashem wants us to be in a place where there's unique Hashgachas Hashem. The Pasuk says in Ekev, Eina Hashem Elokecha Bo Mireish Hashana Achus Hashana. Hashem has special Hashgacha Paratas in Eretz Yisrael from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, which means there's special divine supervision for those who are living in the confines of Eretz Israel. The Ferish Pasuk in the Torah, Hashgacha Pratis Miyuchedes. This in turn caused also an intensity of the Shechin of Hashem being present in Eretz Israel. Tremendous Kedusha that's basically been put in all the various areas of Eretz Israel, the 10 levels of Kedusha, the highest levels, we'll get to Yerushalayim Yerachidesh, when we come to the Mokim HaMikdash, 10 successive levels of Kedusha, all of them are looked upon as being the reality of Eretz Yisrael having all of these qualities, the divine presence of Hashem, Hashgacha Pratis Miyuchedes, and special Kedusha. In the Lashon of Chazal, they call Eretz Yisrael the Palter in Shemelech, the palace of the king. The rest of the world is the Chatzar, is the outer courtyard of the palace of the king. But the palace of the king is in Eretz Yisrael. And Chazal said, when you're subject to the Avirut Eretz Yisrael and the environment of Eretz Yisrael, it allows you to connect to Hashem on the highest level possible. Greater Devekos, greater Karahis Kashrus. You're able to feel the Kedusha throughout the land from Mikatza al Katza. You feel a special spirituality. Once you get off the plane, you touch the physical floor of Eretz Yisrael. You feel the Kedusha. Many tzaddikim, when they used to get off the plane, used to run to the tarmac and fall down Kerem and kiss the floor to show their love and chiba for the land of Eretz Yisrael. Chazal tell us that you have to be cognizant of one factor. If the reason Hashem wants us to be in Eretz Yisrael is He wants us to connect to Him on the highest level possible, as the Ramban says, then the only place you can have the highest Devekus and His Kashrus to Hashem is in the environs of Eretz Yisrael. No other place can give you that type of capacity. If that's the case, we have to realize that because of the intensity of Hashem's divine presence and Kedusha, living in Eretz Yisrael is not only a zechus, not only is it a special privilege, but as the Gedolei Rishonim said, it's also a tremendous achrayus, you have tremendous responsibility. Because if you do mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael and He gives you a greater devekus with the performance of mitzvahs and connection, doing averus in Eretz Yisrael causes a tremendous hisrachus, a separation from my Kadosh Baruch Hu, and can cause terrible consequences. So we therefore see that living in Eretz Yisrael and being in Eretz Yisrael requires a certain type of formula. What guarantees our success and bracha there is the learning of the Torah there, practicing of mitzvahs. This reinforces our entitlement to the land and the promise of the bracha is given to us by Hashem in the Torah. Now, with this in mind, I want to get to the Ikka part of the topic today. Listen very carefully. This is a very important concept, of important yesod I want you to listen to because of the magnitude of what I'm going to say now. The Gemara tells us in various places, if you want to know the power of Torah, so Chazal tell us, if you want to know the actual power of Torah, Chazal say Torah has the following capacities. When a person is learning Torah, practicing Torah, the Gemara says Torah is magina umatzilna. Torah serves as a shield of protection for us. It serves as a form of salvation for the Jewish people, the guarantee for our success in Hatzlacha, of what we do as Jews to survive and to thrive in this world, depends upon the learning of Torah, the practicing of Torah. There's the Haftacha, the Torah is Megen U'Matzel, a very, very important Yesod. Now, why am I mentioning this? I'm going to quote you now a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu HaNavi and a very famous Gemara in the Dorim that deals with it. In Yirmiyahu Perek Tes, we find the following pasuk, which Yirmiyahu HaNavi mentions. Who is the person, who is the man, who is the Chacham, V'yavin Ezos, understands the following. Asher diba pi Hashem Elav, Hashem spoke to him, V'yagida, and said the following. Ama of the Eretz, why is Eretzrel being destroyed? He's referring now specifically to what's happening in Eretzrel during Yemiya's period of time. Slowly but surely they see the beginnings of the destruction of Churban Bayis Rishon about to take place. This was the Nevuas of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. It wasn't a happy Nevuah, but he warned them, because of your rebellions against Torah and Mitzvahs and Hashem, the land's going to be destroyed, you're going to be kicked out of Eretzrel, there's going to be a Golus, Beis Hamikdash will be destroyed. So Hashem asked the Chachamim, the Nevim of that generation, why is this destruction taking place? Nitzo kemidbar mli oiver. It's going to become like a wilderness. Nobody's going to be able to survive there. And Hashem, instead of having the Nevim and the Gedol Chachamim able to answer the question, Hashem gave the answer. V'yom Hashem al azmez terasi. They forsook my Torah. Asher nesatan lefnei, which I gave before them. Lo shama v'koli, they didn't listen to my voice. Lo halchavo, they did not walk in the path of what the Torah tells us to do. Now this specific pasuk in Yirmiyahu has a unique interpretation found in the Gemara in the Dorim on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. I want to read to the Gemara and share with you something that's very, very powerful. The Gemara tells us the following. What is the meaning of Miachacham Yavin Ezos? Who is the Chacham being referred to in the pasuk? Dovezan Nishal LaChacham U'Neviim. Hashem posed this question to Yirmiyahu HaNavi's Nevuah, to the Chachamim of that generation, to all the Nevi'im of that generation. Why is the land about to be destroyed? And the Gemara tells us, Lo Pirshu, for some reason the Chachamim and the Nevi'im, after doing research, cannot give an answer. Ad Shepirshu HaKadosh Baruch Be'atzmo, until Hashem then said, B'teres Nevuah, let me explain to you what's going on. What's the hashgacha over here? The hashgacha pratis. Dichsiv, v'yom Hashem al azmes tarasi, v'lo shamu b'koli, lo hilchuba. What's going on? What do these words mean? So the Gemara says something peladic. Om Rav Yehuda Marav, sheim avarchin b'teira techila. They didn't make a birchas haTorah when they learned each and every day. This is a pelamaisa. You don't find in halacha any place that for the lack of making birchas haTorah, this causes churban, destruction, and elimination of Klal Yisrael from being able to survive and live in Eretz Yisrael, not making birchas haTorah. Birchas haTorah might be a deraisa, but we don't find an onish mentioned explicitly in the Torah that for not making the bracha, even though you're learning, you're going to undergo a major destruction and literally be eliminated from living in Eretz Israel. What is the meaning of this specific Maimer Chazal? Very famous Maimer Chazal. The Gadol who deals with this problem is the Ran Rabbeinu Nisim on his Perish to the Gemara. And he quotes in his Perish one of the great Gadol HaRishonim, Rabbeinu Yonah, who gives a Perish which the Ran says is Emes Lamito, and therefore take it very seriously what Rabbeinu Yonah says as he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah verbatim. Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran ask the following question. When Hashem asked the Nevi'im and the Chachamim why the land's being destroyed, and they weren't able to answer, and then Hashem answered, they forsook my Torah, they're not observing my Torah. So the Ran or Rabbeinu Yonah asked a very simple question. They weren't able to see that people were not learning Torah. People were not being Isaac b'Torah. I mean, if that was happening, as Hashem said, Azo is Tarasi, why weren't they able to answer Hashem's question? Why was Hashem only the one capable of answering this specific question? So Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran say the following. Listen very carefully. When Hashem says, Lama Avda Aretz, these Gedolim started going from Don to Be'er Sheva, north to south in Eretz, trying to see, are the Jews involved in learning Torah? Because it seems that Azum Tarasi seems to imply they weren't. And to their surprise, as they were researching this entire question throughout Eretz Israel, they saw the Bati Midrashim, the shuls and the Bati Midrashim, full of people learning, by day, by night. It's amazing. Everybody was busy learning. So the question that Hashem was really asking them, you see the people are sitting and learning. You see the people are mamish engrossed in Torah day and night. Since we know Torah is Megin Umatzel, it protects the Jews. And it literally saves us from all types of destruction. Tell me, my dear Chacham Nevim, how is it possible to reconcile if they're being Isaac B'Torah, Yom V'Laila, as you see with your own eyes, from Don Be'er Sheva, and they're being Isaac B'Torah, and Torah is Megin Umatzel, how in the world did Hashem make a Gezer in Shemayim that Beis HaMikdash HaRishon with the whole Eretz Yisrael should be destroyed by our adversaries? The Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed. Klal Yisrael should go into exile. What happened over here? Why is Torah not being Megin or Matzah? Why isn't it watching and taking care and saving us from potential destruction? Torah has the guarantee of being Megin or Matzah. What's happening here? People are learning what went wrong. This, the Ran and Rabbi Yonah says, is the question Hashem asked, and he wanted the Nevi'im and the Chachamim to give an answer. When they couldn't give an answer because they couldn't reconcile this, the Rabban Hashem says, let me tell you a secret. I'm a Baichan Kloyes Velev. I see things that you are not capable of seeing. I understand things that you're not able to comprehend. I'm able to see the panemius and the machshavas of the people who are sitting and learning. And I want to tell you about something which you might not know about, and it's most possible there's no way of you knowing about it. You know what their problem is. They did not make a Birchas Torah before they learned each and every day. And that's why the destruction is taking place. So Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran say, they're sitting and learning, but they didn't make Birchas Torah. That's got, therefore the cause of the Torah not being Megin or Matzil, and they're being kicked out of Eretz Yisrael and destruction is taking place. How do I understand that? What does that mean? So comes along the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran, quoting him, saying, you know what the problem is? People can learn Torah for two reasons. You can learn Torah Lishma. You're Osek Torah Lishma. You want to learn it for Hashem's sake, for our sake, to further and buttress our connection between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is the greatest mechanism we have possible to connect ourselves spiritually, emotionally, religiously to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatest source of our capacity for Dveikus to Hashem. Torah has that capacity. but only when you learn Torah Lishma for the right reasons, because of the spiritual values of our connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's accomplished by Eistik Torah B'Yom V'Laila. That's the medium Hashem created to connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the highest level we possibly can in the world in which we live. When we make a bracha in the Torah, Lasak B'Divrei Torah, Hev Hashem is Divrei Sechel Rasino, we should sweeten the words in our mouth. Hashem Baruch Hu Mikol Amin L'Son Es Taraso, Hashem chose us as the chosen nation and gave us Torah as the mechanism to arrive at that specific level of being the Asha'am Shabbat Habanu, the chosen nation. That concept of Torah having such an impact upon us spiritually and elevating us and connecting to Hashem only is accomplished if we learn Torah for the right reasons because of its spiritual content.
You are
its spiritual intensity, its sanctification
com.
Capacity. If everything we do from the time we get up going to the time we go to sleep is because of the Hashpah of the Torah connecting us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that type of Torah is so powerful in the eyes of Hashem. Hashem gave it the power to Megan to save Klal Yisrael, to protect us as a shield, Matzel to save us if we're threatened with existence. Torah then has the power of being Megan or Matzel when Torah is learned Lishma. And reciting the Birchas HaTorah indicates we're doing learning Torah for the right reasons. But the people out there who are learning Torah for ulterior motives, many people like learning Torah because it's very academic. It's a phenomenal, deep discipline. There were many secular Jews throughout the generations that loved learning Torah on Shabbos when they were smoking cigarettes and doing other types of Issa Malacha, because they were fascinated by the intricate lumdis, the intricacies of the discussions of the Gemara and Chazal and analyzing this and analyzing that. But it was a intellectual pursuit. Lahavdil, the same way you study science or math or philosophy or other types of discipline. Very intellectually stimulating. Torah is very intellectually stimulating. But if you're only learning Torah for intellectual stimulation, like Lahavdil, you learn other secular sciences and disciplines in this world, you're not learning Torah Lishma, Torah is not given the power under those circumstances to be Megan and Matzel, to watch you, to save you, to protect you, as Hashem empowered Torah from the beginning of the creation of Torah in B'riyas HaOlam. By not reciting Birchas HaTorah, they demonstrated, no matter how much they're learning, they're doing it because of intellectual curiosity and excitement. It wasn't being because they were learning Lishma. They did not internalize it. It didn't uplift them and sanctify them. It didn't literally have the ability to connect them to Hashem, because if it connected them to Hashem, they could not at the end commit avodah zarah, idolatry, gilui arayos, and shfichas damim. The three Averis Chamurish, which the Gemara says in Yoma, were the Averis of Bayis Risham. If we learned Torah Lishma, it would have been Megan and Matzalas that we could not have been involved and Mushpa from these three Averis Chamurish. But Hashem says, since we were not learning Lishma, most people were not, and therefore Torah was not on the level of being Megan and Matzal, unfortunately, of the Aretz, the land was ultimately destroyed, the Churban Beis Hamikdash took place. And therefore, we see from this Gemara the power of Torah when we learn it Lishma. When you learn Torah Lishma, it is Megid Amatzel. It protects the Jewish people, it saves the Jewish people, elevates the Jewish people, and allows us to fulfill our purposes, Am Segula, Am Nivcha in this world, each and every day of our lives. That was the ideal system Hashem set up. And Hashem therefore revealed through the Nevuah of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, a Navi who was very, very, very feared by the people. They were not happy with the Nevuahs he gave, but they were the Nevuahs Emes of what's going on. And he said those Nevuahs to try to stir up people to perhaps do tshuva and repent and do things for the right purposes, for the right motivations. People didn't listen, and the Churban took place, Rahman al-Itzlan. But we see from this specific source the power of Torah Lishma. When Torah is learned, L'shem Shemayim, what it's able to accomplish, the power it exerts upon us and exerts upon Klal Yisrael at large, and the protection it gives us when it comes to our survival in this world against all our adversaries. I want to tell you an interesting story, a story that I read from the Gedolim who talked about the Six-Day War of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. The story goes that when the Tzahal ultimately reached that part of Yerushalayim where the Mir Yeshiva is located at that point in time, and they were busy fighting the Jordanians who were shooting from the other side, trying to capture Yerushalayim and bring it back under the control of Klal Yisrael, they came to the roof of the Mir Yeshiva. At that time, since there were tremendous bombings taking place in Yerushalayim by the Jordanian Air Force, there were bombs being dropped all over. And to the amazement of the IDF soldiers, they found a big bomb on the roof of the Mir Yeshiva that never went off. In the yeshiva at that time, there were thousands of people, Tamidim, who had lurked in the walls of that yeshiva, hiding in the shelters over there to protect themselves. And what did the soldiers see? That a miracle took place. In the premier Mokam HaTorah in Yerushalayim at that point in time, a major bomb was dropped on the Mir Yeshiva building, but it never exploded. If God forbid it would have exploded, Rachmana Litzlan, how many pure neshamas would have been destroyed? But Torah that's learned Lishma is Megen Umatzil. It protects and it saves. And when the soldiers saw this, the Gedolim point out, when they heard about this, they saw this is a proof. Once again, in world and Jewish history, that when Torah is learned Lishma, you make a bracha, you mean it, L'shem Shemaim, to connect yourself to the Rabbanu Shlam through the means of Limud HaTorah and Siyas Mitzvahs. That Devekas, that connection, gives you such intense Hashgacha Pratis, where Hashem's Hashgacha Pratis is the most intense. In Yerushalayim Yer HaKadosh, there's the Kedusha Hashchina is the most intense. It was Megan Amatzel, all the Chevra that were in the Mir Yeshiva at that point in time. The bomb never went off, never caused the destruction the guy wanted it to cause, because Torah, when it's learned Lishma, is Megan Amatzel. Megan Amatzel, an incredible, incredible phenomenon. And you learn and you see something quite interesting. As Eretz Yisrael, in the last couple of years, 75 years, grew, what was growing was not only the population of Jews that were making aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, not only the amount of Jews that were basically Shema Teva Mitzvahs that were coming out to make aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, but what Eretz Yisrael saw besides the technological innovations that were created throughout Eretz Yisrael from north to south and east to west, that it should become a technological giant in this world in all different types of areas, benefiting themselves and benefiting the world large, as I mentioned before. The growth of Torah institutions in Eretz Yisrael grew incredibly as well. The amount of yeshivas that were created and the ones that existed, how they grew and expanded. The amount of kolim that were established. The amount of seminaries, Torah institutions for women that were created in Eretz Yisrael. The numbers we have reached, according to our Jewish historians, Beryl Wine is one of them who says that when he looks at Jewish history, in Jewish history we never had in Eretz Yisrael the amount of Torah institutions and people learning. L'shem Shemaim as we have today in the walls and the halls of the yeshivas and seminaries that exist in Eretz Yisrael. The growth of Torah, if you think about it, basically speaking, was very symbolic to the physical and technological and scientific growth of Eretz Yisrael. As Torah grew, the success of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael succeeded. The economic development of the land grew and grew. More Torah, more economic capacities. And Kenayar Harui became a major power in this world. As small as the country is, if you don't know where the map is, you can't even find it clearly on the map. In fact, some of our enemies don't even have Eretz Yisrael listed in the map of the Mideast. But when you look at the size of Eretz Yisrael, what it accomplished in all of its worldly endeavors, economic, technological, medical, and such, based upon its physical size, it way outperformed what the rest of the world is doing based upon their intense populations on land tracts that they have available to them. When Chazal say Ki Mitzian Teitzei Torah VaHashem Yerushalayim, the Chasam Sofer says something quite fascinating. The Chasam Sofer says it's not only that we're going to teach the world Torah as Chazal tell us we're going to do. We're going to inspire the world to be aware of the fact there's only one God in this world, the Rabbeinu Shalom. And he's the one who controls it all and therefore bring people back to monotheism, not to make them Jews, to make them from B'nai Noah, Hasidu Mas'olam, that they should be also realized to worship one God, and that is the God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nevuah of Yeshaya, Ki Beisi Beis Tefili Karl Amim, that the Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to the third Beis HaMikdash, will be the house of prayer for every human being that's left on the face of this earth after the Mechemes Gog and Magog is over, whoever's still around, who still survived, of the Goyish world, will become pure monotheists, and they won't go to any other major super temples that exist in the world today, temples of other religions, whether it's the Vatican, whether we're going over here to the Muslim world, to Mecca, the place everybody's going to congregate to pray to God, is going to be Yerushalayim Yed HaKadosh. Basically, based the Fili Yikara L'chol Amim, Yeshaya promised us in his Nevuah of Asid of the future. And you see it today. You see how everybody's trying to knock the door to claim they have a piece of Yerushalayim. All religions want to have a chelek, especially the three major world religions. Who has control of Yerushalayim? Who has control of the Mokim HaMikdash? Who wants to be here? But the fact is, this is the beginning of the process. At the end, it's not going to be a question who's going to be in control. It's not going to be a question whose Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. We know what the answer is because Hashem told us the answer. It's going to be our Beis HaMikdash. He basically based the Tefillah Karuch HaAmim. That's what's going to be the draw for all the world to worship Hashem. This concept and this specific Yisod has Kanai Nahara grown and grown and grown over the years of Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Israel. It doesn't mean that people will not challenge us living there. It doesn't mean the Chazal didn't forecast that many Goyim who are anti-Semites until Mashiach comes and the Mechemes Gog and Magog takes place. It doesn't mean anti-Semites are not going to claim the land is ours, Genuvim B'yadcha, you stole it from us. Chazal mentioned these Midrashic Tainos thousands of years ago, and we see it happening continuously as we see history passing before our eyes. But we know the facts. The facts are, is that Rabbi Hashem promised that in the Torah, the land of Eretz Yisrael and the Bris Bein Hashem to Klal Yisrael exclusively. Later on, the Rabbi Hashem called Eretz Yisrael the Marasha, not merely the inheritance, but the heritage of the Jewish people, which means exclusivity. The only other item in the Torah that mentions exclusivity is Torah is also called the Marasha. Marasha Kehilas Yaakov, Torah Tzivalana Moshe. The same way Torah is exclusively for us, when it comes to Kula Teda Kula, Torah Shav Teda Shavah Peh, Eretzel is exclusively the heritage of the Jewish people. Nobody has the right and nobody's going to have the capability of taking it away from us. This is a divine promise given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the fact of the matter is, we have to realize that to survive and live in Eretzel, despite all the opposition, one of the major ingredients we need to keep us going, to give us the power we need, the divine battery power we need, to energize us and give us the kechus to survive all the opposition in the world. There has to be an ischaskus, a strengthening of Torah learning, Torah observance, shmir Shabbos, kashrus, and everything else, in order for the Satay the Shemayin Hashkak Prachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be applicable to us and save us by Torah being Megan Umatzil. I want to refer to the Maraglim of this week's Parsha HaShavua. Chazal point out that when the Meraglim went on their mission, which they were sent by Moshe to do, Hashem sent them. You have to do a reconnaissance mission, quite obviously, before you go into a battle to capture a land, and they did the reconnaissance mission. But 10 of the 12 Meraglim came back and said, we're not going to have the capacity to conquer the land, to do what Hashem wants us to do. We're going to waste our time, we'll be endangering ourselves. And they didn't want to participate in conquering Eretz Yisrael and being Yerush Eretz Israel. The two Gedolim who went on the trip with the others was Yeshua and Kalev. And when they came back with a different emotion, a different feeling. And they rebutted what the other Meragim said, and they said, no, Yachol Tuchal will have the ability to go to Eretzon to capture the land. The question is, what was the debate between them? The Meraglim, 10 of the 12, looked upon capturing Eretzrael as a human activity, b'derech ha-teva. And when they saw all the various things that are going to prevent b'derech ha-teva for us having the ability to capture a land, that literally every city is a walled city, and have tremendous fortifications, and the people there are giants and big and strong, and they prepared to prevent any type of invading army having the capacity to conquer the land. The land's going to be Eichel Yashveh. So many people were dying when we came there, etc. The whole place is Meshunadik. They felt B'derech HaTeva, there's no way of us accomplishing this. But Kalev and Yeshua realized the opposite. And Chazal tell us the secret they had, which I want you to remember. When it came to Kalev, what did Kalev see and know that gave him the guarantee that no matter how difficult it is, B'derech HaTeva, Hashem will give us the siyata d'shamayim to succeed? Chazal say when he came to Eretzel, he was Mishtachava at the Kev Avos of Avram Yitzhak Yaakov. He was Ma'ira, the bris bein Abbasar, Hashem promised Avram Yitzhak Yaakov and Klaus of future generations that I'm in control. I can Mishana Tev, I can change natural law for your benefit. I can make you do things L'mayla Mederech HaTeva if I so desire. And therefore, if I have to accomplish helping you to be Kevish Eretzel, using divine resources, L'mayla Mederech HaTeva, don't worry, I will be there to help you. And therefore Kalev says, I don't care about the natural incapacities. The Rabbeinu Hashem created the world, L'mayla Mederech HaTeva, he can change natural law, L'mayla Mederech HaTeva. We saw in the Yasamakas, we saw Kriyas Yamsef, the Makas on the Yam, the Bermayim, the Anana Kavait, all the miracles we saw, the Bermayim, the Mon, everything we saw, the Maila Mederech HaTeva, I'm not worried. The promise to the Avos is going to guarantee our success. When it came to Yeshua, Chazal tell that Yeshua Moshe added an extra letter to his name. Instead of being Hoshea ben Nun, it was Yehoshua. He added in basically a yud. It was now, and the lashon of Yeshua is Ko Yoshiachem Yasas Meraglim. Yeshua has been with a leader, he's going to bring them in. Hashem will save you from the Atza and the Meraglim. But they claim you cannot do B'derech HaTeva. Hashem says, don't worry. I will guarantee that you'll be successful L'malam B'derech HaTeva in capturing Eretz Israel. And Chazal say the Yud Kei has a unique makar. It goes back to Parshas B'Shalach, where Amalek, who were the basic antagonists of Klal Yisrael from time immemorial, who all also want to, as Amalekim, try to prevent us from reaching our spiritual mission in this world, prevent us from accomplishing all the things Hashem promised us by making us sin and basically rebel against that Kadosh Baruch Hu. These anti-Semitic entities, the Amalekim, attacked us in B'Shalach before we had a chance even to get to Har Sinai to Mekabel the Torah. Hashem said in that narrative, if you look at the end of Parshas B'Shalach, Ki yod al keska, milchama Hashem olak udar v'dar. Hashem says when they're trying to attack you, Klal Yisrael, they're really trying to attack me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're reaching up to my Kisei HaKavod, trying to bring me down and destroy me and my promises to the Jewish people. Hashem says, do not worry. They're attacking me. I will attack them and eliminate them from the face of this earth. We had generations who wanted to rebel against Hashem. The Dor HaMabul, the Dor HaFlaga. And you just read the Chumash, what happened to those generations who tried to rebel against Hashem. They no longer were in existence. Hashem undermined and undercut all they tried to do. Hashem promised us, and Moshe wanted to remind Yeshua, the leader, to bring them in. Ka Yoshachim Yatzis Meraglim, I'm incorporating this into your name, Yeshua. Ka, that Hashem will give you Siyata Deshmai, as He promised in the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, to facilitate your ability to capture Eretzrael the way it should be captured with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if that's the case, that's the guarantee, as difficult as it might be, you'll function L'mayla M'derech HaTeva and accomplish your mission. It's for this reason I heard from my Rebbe Rasalaveshik a very interesting pshat on the two psukim surrounded by Nunin in last week's Pasha's Balascha. bin Tsaran, Vayoma Moshe, Kumi Yisrael, Fusi Avechem, Samechem, Yipanecha. So says Rasal Avechik on that specific pasuk. You know what the pasuk's teaching us? Hashem is reminding Klal Yisrael that what's going to cause you to succeed in Kibush Eretz Yisrael is the fact that the Aron HaKadosh is going to precede you and be a clay milchama, helping with the ruchnius and the power of Hashem contained in that Aron HaKadosh and the Luchais and the Torah and the Shechinas Hashem that's on the Aron HaKadosh Bein HaKeruvim. That's going to be the war machine that's going to facilitate Klal Yisrael leading its armies into battle to literally conquer Yisrael l'mayla mederech ha-teva. The first city that conquered, Yericho. How many cities you know? You walk around it and you blow shofars and you yell, the walls basically collapse and you capture what was basically an impenetrable city. The Haskalah and the Nisim Niflosa took place in the Kibush of Yisrael, according to Sefer Yeshua. You see the Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Aron HaKadosh, the repository of Torah and Mitzvahs and the Kedushas HaTorah, was the clay milchama in the Kibush Eretz Israel. This is the Hashkaf Hashem gave us. He gave it to Yeshua. He gave it to Kalev. That's why they succeeded in ultimately capturing Eretz Israel with a new generation of Jews and those that didn't believe that Hashem would accomplish this for them. They even doubted he has the capacity. Nebuch passed away in the Midbar. Our ability to survive depends upon our loyalty to Hashem, our loyalty to our Torah, and our belief that nothing stands before the omnipotence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when He makes a promise and we're worthy of that promise, receiving the reward of that promise. Nothing can stop us in the world from accomplishing it. What I'm concerned about today, however, is the following. In Eretz Yisrael today, there is an identity crisis. Why did we get the land of Eretz Yisrael back? And there's a debate between the secularists and the religionists. Was it to be a Jewish national homeland, our own land? We are separate from the rest of the nations of the world. Won't be anti-Semitism. We'll be able to live in peace. But the giving the land to the Jews is a national phenomenon. An identity of being a Jew has nothing to do with Torah or mitzvahs or spirituality. I can be a great Jew in this world, but I don't have to be involved with Torah or mitzvahs. In fact, I can even reject it. But this is the national homeland of the Jews. A total secular phenomenon, secular miracle taking place. However, the religionists who are part of the element of Klal Yisrael, involved in the Melchama of the independence of Klal Yisrael of Eretz Yisrael, and those who quite obviously, from all different sections of the Torah world, who upon seeing Eretz Yisrael being given back to us, and the war of the independence being successful, we now have Eretz Yisrael under our control against all types of opposition. Aguda pronounced when they saw this happening, Me'es Hashem Hayisrael Zos, Hiniflos Beineinu, as is mentioned in their writings. The Gedolim saw this as the Yad Hashem, giving it back to us. He gave it back to us, as they said, not just to be a national homeland for the Jews on a secular basis, but to become the main center of a religious homestead for the Jewish people, to enable them to be Am Levod of Yishka, Magoyim Lo Yischashav, to have our own nation, dedicated to the Rabbanu Shalom and His Torah and Mitzvahs, and to be able to use the Torah of the Mitzvahs as a source of strength and power to save us, to protect us, to give us the capacity to be able to overcome any adversaries we have in this world, physical, spiritual, political, and to be able to be Maslih, become the Am HaNivchar and the Am Kadosh that Hashem wants us to be the Ur L'Gayim, and to have the whole world ultimately realize our task of being Makar of the rest of the world as monotheists to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is going to be our goal, our frame of reference, as the Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Melachim, where he talks about Yemos HaMashiach and the concept of living afterwards during that period of time. We'll be the spiritual leaders of the world, leading the world to their belief exclusive in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's going to be our job in Tachlis. But that's only if Eretz Yisrael is a place where Torah is the power source that animates everything taking place there, not only spiritual success, but even economic, technological, and medical success. As I mentioned before, the key to success in the fruition of Eretz Yisrael is the Pesukim saying the Shema Yisrael. As Hashem promised to Yeshua in his entry into Eretz Israel, the success of all our endeavors when it comes to Eretz Israel is having Torah part and parcel of our societal endeavors to guide us and to direct us how to live in Eretz Israel. We should be shalcha for Shefer Brachos Ma'Kadosh Baruch Hu. That is why, in our situation today in Eretz Israel, we have the judicial reform achlokes, which is the same achlokes against whether it's going to be a secular society or a religious society. It's just being replayed in a different format. Eretz Israel was always, in the last couple of years, was said to be perhaps the biggest supporter of Torah, Kolach, and Yeshivas in the world. The amount of millions and millions of dollars they've poured in over the years. The people should be able to sit and learn and study Torah and to literally flourish and develop Torah's Klal Yisrael, not only for people living in Eretz Israel, for Jews around the world. The Lucha of Eretz Israel and Klal Yisrael are basically accomplishing that. And in fact, one of the deals that was made initially when it came to Hakamas Medina, why Aguda joined the government, is they wanted to be in charge of those entities, the institutions that involve religious development, the kashrus, the concept of weddings, of gir kahalacha, the concept of Shabbos, and all of this, taras mishpacha, this should be under the guise of the Torah world to make sure it's done properly. The Aguda felt at that time, this is our mission. Hashem's giving us a chance now to develop Eretz Yisrael p'tera HaKodesh. And therefore they joined in and became part of the government, as the part of the government to this very day. To have now a tragedy take place, besides being threatened by the Arab world from all around, we're coming out to the final maskana, and Chazal said in the Nuchsech of the Nevi'im, all the Arab world is going to try to rise above us and against us, especially Persia and all of its agents, to try to prevent us from succeeding in the final culmination of Bias Mashiach and the ultimate Kibbutz Golias and building Beis HaMikdash. The Psukim in Zechariah and Yecheskel describing the Gogamago Milchama is the ultimate, consummate challenge to Klai's success in accomplishing our mission in this world and Hashem fulfilling His promises. We're experiencing that Tekufa now, as the Chafetz Chaim had told us, Tamidim, of the three wars of the concept of Gogamago. He said, Gogamog, based upon the Medrash Tehillim, is three parts. World War I was part one of the first war, Gogamogog. Part two is going to be World War II, Rachmana Litzlan. And part three is going to be when the Arab world, led by the Persian Empire and other Arabs, question our ability to have this as our land, challenge us as being our homeland, our Marasha, want to take it away from us, want to eradicate us. When you see that happening, that's the ultimate Gogamogog we're involved with now. And there's no question, they are desirous of our annihilation, Rachmana Litzlan. When you say from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, it means they want to free it from any Jewish residency and take over total control of the Mideast, of Eretz Israel. They don't want a two-state solution. So anybody is thinking they're going to tell the Jews to make a two-state solution with a bunch of Goyim in the Arab world who don't recognize the two-state solution. They recognize a one-state solution. Who are we kidding? Who are we fooling over here? They tried it. The peace now is thought they're going to be successful. And when we were attacked on October 7th, the first people that were attacked were the peacenikers. The ones who were helping the Palestinians, they were attacked by their friends over there. And I don't want to even mention what they did to their friends, Rahman al-Itzlan. A lot of the peacenikers then realized they can't make peace with people whose destiny and hashkafa is to destroy those who are trying to make peace with them. And therefore, we have to be realist. But the tragedy this week of the court system to make a gezeira that if all the yeshiva chevra don't enlist in the army, they're not going to give the yeshivas the money anymore to support the habatzas, the Torah, and learning Torah in Eretz Israel. What they want to do is take away the biggest chus Eretz Israel had and the government had of being the major suppliers of money for Torah learning taking place, which is the ultimate power source. As I mentioned, all my divrei Torah of the success of Eretz Yisrael in the last 75 years, l'malo miderech hateva. The more Torah we had, the more learning that took place, the greater hatzlacha we had in all the other enterprises we perform in the secular world in Eretz Yisrael. For the government not to support this anymore and say, oh, you join the army, you forget about, we're cutting you off. They're making it sound as if no Torah Jews are involved in our army, but that's not the case. The amount of Torah Jews involved in this army are simply incredible. you're forgetting the yeshivas alike that are part of the army. The B'nai Akiva yeshivas that have an integral part in the Hesdi yeshivas and developing people to fight for Klal Yisrael throughout the years that this movement has been active. The amount of Haredi youth now, even from the Hasidish or Haredi world, that have formed units of Haredi Tzahal, that are fighting battles, literally being Mais and Nefesh, to fight for wars of Haganah and survival of the Jewish people. That exists. To make believe it doesn't exist and to use the statement that you're finding people sitting and learning, not realizing that the schus of learning Torah has always been the power source to allow Klal Yisrael to succeed in all the battles that they fought throughout the years for their survival. Even when we captured Eretz Yisrael during Yeshua, Ramban says in Chumash, there was a segment of Klal Yisrael that did not fight in the battle. They were busy sitting and learning and giving Klal Yisrael the schus of their learning in Torah to succeed in the Milchamas. I'm speaking out specifically Shevet Levi, who were the actual army of Torah learners who contributed to the Milchamas and their success with the Limud HaTorah, as the Rambam mentions explicitly in Shemitah V'Yov and other places as well. They have been a major power source to complement the physical forces that are fighting in the Tzahal to try to make a Milchemes Mitzvah to defend Klal Yisrael throughout Eretz Yisrael and perhaps even throughout the world at large. We cannot cut off our power source. Ki Mitzin Teitze Torah, the power of Tzin of Torah has to basically embrace all of Eretz Yisrael and the whole world at large. And therefore, it's a mistake that the government made. I hope that somebody will convince them not to continue this mistake. But now there's an achrayus upon the world at large, the Torah world, the Jewish world, to realize we cannot lose our power source in Eretz Yisrael. The yeshivas must be financed, the yeshivas must grow, the yeshivas must have the ability to be able to continue the Torah learning and to expand, because the more the Torah grows, the more powerful it becomes. The more powerful it is of a hold of Eretz Yisrael, the more powerful it is to energize Jews around the world, because when Torah is learned lishma, with intensity, as I mentioned before, it's megen u'matzel. It protects us, it saves us, and allows us to accomplish our ultimate goals in this world. We're in a tremendous, tremendous era of tremendous strife. Anti-Semitism is literally flourishing around the world. But as I mentioned before, where the mitzvah timcha requires us to protect ourselves, which we are doing, the Tzal does a wonderful job trying to protect us with the weaponry they know how to fight with. But Hashem says the eradication of anti-Semitism ain't going to accomplish only by using weapons. The pasuk we read in last week's Haftarah is a very, very interesting lashon. It says, if you look in that Haftarah, a very, very beautiful statement where it says the following. I want to quote the pasuk for you to hear the lashon of the Navi as it relates to this specific topic. The pasuk reads that Hashem said through the Navi in Sefer Zechariah, Zerubbabel was told to make the following statement. Lo b'chaya v'lo b'kayach, ki baruch am Hashem tzafakos. It's not merely by strength, by military success, but it's by ruchi, with the ruach ha-teira, the ruach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Heil Geteira, the Aron HaKadosh of Klal Yisrael, that we will have the ability to defeat our enemies and accomplish what we have to accomplish. That's the ultimate source of our success, besides doing the fighting, which we have to do, b'derech hateva. We need the support of the Aron HaKadosh we have today, the Yeshiva Shevelt that we have, to accomplish this battle as well. We saw miracles in Eretz Yisrael a couple of weeks ago. Anybody who thinks that b'derech hateva we were able to shoot down 350 missiles aimed at Eretz Yisrael from north to south, east to west, and none of the missiles should fall, Rahman, cause a tragedy to the Jewish people living in Eretz Yisrael at that point in time. That was a miracle, an open miracle of biblical proportions. It was the Yad Hashem, the same Yad that was at the Yamsuf. We had an incredible miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf taking place. And how many sub-miracles took place, as we say in the Haggadah, under the guise of the Yad Hashem. We saw the Yad Hashem protecting Eretz Yisrael, something which nobody can comprehend with Derech HaTeva. Even the manufacturers of the weapons we used to shoot down the missiles, could not believe the success rate of what was accomplished. That was never figured into the calculations, how many missiles could be knocked down by the weaponry we possessed. But this is all the Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's in the schus of the Torah that's being learned in Eretz Israel. The Koyach HaTorah is what animates us. It was the promise mentioned to Klal Yisrael in the Torah by Moshe Rabbeinu, contained in the Shema. It's the promise that was reiterated many times and said to Yeshua as he began to enter Eretz Israel with the aid of the Arna Kodesh and the Levium and the Torah community learning, helping the armed community be involved in the military conquest. It's interesting, the Malach came to Yeshua and said to Yeshua, even when you guys on the battlefield are not learning, are not fighting, you should be learning Torah in the nighttime. You should be using that for studying Torah, because that is part of the animation of the success of your milchama. And in fact, there were people who were in this milchama from the very beginning, were having siddurim when they were not fighting. Hot scroll printed gemaras and daf yomi, so soldiers who wanted them could take them with them onto the battlefield, so when they weren't fighting, they can continue learning to have the schus of Torah help them accomplish what they're accomplishing. We're living in a very, very difficult kufa. Kufa of Ikvas Mashiach, as the Chafetz Chaim said. They're going to be high periods and low periods, success and ebuch failures until we come to the end. But we know one thing, that was going to give us the ability to accomplish our ability to ultimately have total hold and control of Eretz Israel, and that all the nevuos of the Navim should come true. As I mentioned, the very Sifri Navim that discussed what's going to happen, the Tekufas HaGul of Klaus when it comes to Gula Shlishi. For all of that to happen, we have to have a strong spiritual center in Eretz Israel. That's supported by Klal Yisrael, not only in Eretz Yisrael, but supported by Klal Yisrael throughout the world. I hope and pray that those Gedolim who made the trip to try to gather the money we need to support the yeshivas in the interim until the political phenomenon has been resolved should be successful in their endeavors. We need Torah, and Klal Yisrael needs Torah, whether you're living in Eretz Yisrael or not. In the schus of Torah, we succeeded in the past. In the schus of Torah, we'll succeed in the present and in the future. Torah will be matzo and megan, but it's Torah that's learned b'shma, with brachas of Torah recited for us to be cognizant that Torah connects us to Hashem, and therefore it's a medium of our connection to Hashem when it comes to Devekos and his kachos. Let's hope and pray that collectively, Klal Yisrael, with the schus of learning Torah, be machzik, supporting Torah, and having Torah of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael thrive. In the schus of this, we should have the ability that Ki Baruch Hashem Savakos, that the Ruach of HaKadosh Baruch contained in Torah, should animate Klal Yisrael for the coming of Bias Mashiach, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the ultimate Geul of Klal Yisrael, will have Kibas Golios, and the ultimate Brachas contained in the Torah, concerning the end of days, and all the Brachas and Shefa, that we as Klal Yisrael in the world will benefit from that point in time. Sheheber Meneh Amen V'Amen.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.